I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Mandatory evacuations began this week in southern Texas and the U.S. as Hurricane Ike menaced the Gulf. Buckner International's original evacuation plan for one of their projects in the area halted when Ike sharply changed direction earlier this week. They began watching the Rio Grande Valley, where they have a children's home. Pray that all the evacuees can have peace in the uncertainty of waiting for Ike to cross. Next, before it made it to the U.S., people evacuated their homes in Cuba as Hurricane Ike tore into the country. International aide Sonny Enriquez says their partners in Cuba are asking for help, a great opportunity to share God's love. Enriquez says Ike's fury compounded the damage done by Hurricane Gustav.
The initial requests that were made to us was in the form of housing assistance, but international aid being health-focused is looking more in the areas of disease prevention and first aid responses. So we are mobilizing a lot of our hygiene kits until we get word from our partners if they are ready to receive and distribute them.
And as for the emotional and spiritual health of the people in hurricane territory, International Bible Society Send the Light is responding. They've already sent down at least 21,000 pieces of Christian literature. An entire Bible is just too confusing for someone who's never interacted with Scripture before, says Suze Hyde.
That's one reason we focus on very specific disaster material where it speaks directly to what they are going through today.
Though there was less damage than expected from Gustav, people may still be out of their homes for at least a month. That wait could be compounded by Hurricane Ike, which is promising to be a massive storm. Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can get information on these and other stories at our resource line, 1-800-995-4828. Other expanded coverage, bulletin inserts, and podcasting can also be found at our website, missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.